gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here on another hour of Auto World on the great radio station that you're listening to right now. You can also find us online at GCNlive.com, where there'll be archives of this program up and podcast available as well. Got an action-packed hour for you straight ahead. We're going to be joined by a gentleman from the RM Auction Company. We're going to be talking to Alto Reed, but he did such a great job. In the first hour of the program, we're going to hold over this wonderful gentleman who has written a book on the oldest living World War II veteran, the oldest survivor of the Bataan Death March. He recognizes his voice as one of America's most recognized voices because he's a voiceover artist as well as an actor, and he's written along with Kevin Moore a wonderful book all about U.S. Army Major Albert Brown. It's called Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story. Don, before the top of the hour news break there, you were telling us that at the end of World War II, after the atomic bombs there were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they didn't really know, except their captors said, unbelievably, Americans and Japanese are now friends now, and basically the Japanese troops took off, and meanwhile an American plane flew over and threw down a walkie-talkie to Doc Brown. Tell us more.
Well, anyway, like I said, it was a little Aranka observation plane, something like that, that flew down, because people imagine an American plane coming over and, you know, throwing down a walkie-talkie that if it hit a guy, it'd kill him. But this guy was able to swoop down very low and literally toss it out to him. Anyway, he told Brown, get four guys and go to the coast and go to Admiral Michener in the Lexington. That was the carrier of the flagship.
Sure.
Of the, as a matter of fact. And he said, Brown said, well, who the hell is Michener and where the hell is he and so forth and so on. And anyway, the guy conveyed to him enough so that, Brownie got four of the guys and they went ahead and went into the town and got on the train and went to the coast. And the things that happened, like a guy comes up to them, a Japanese soldier, and says in perfect English, hey, would you guys like a shave and a haircut free?
Amazing. Absolutely mind-boggling.
I mean, he had so many things like that happen that, of course, he was a guy with a sense of humor himself, too, so he could appreciate what was happening there. But I think the incredible thing is that when the Japanese commander came out there at the camp and said, America and Japan, good friends, now everybody go home. And all the Japanese laid down their rifles and no American picked up a gun and shot anybody. I think that's
yes,
phenomenal, but it's sort of understandable. And it's an incredible moment when you think about it, especially because of the fact that there was a directive from the high command of Japan that all prisoners of war were to be assassinated at the
Amazing.
End of the war. And a certain amount of that did happen in other camps, but not at Brownie's.
Wow. And the Japanese were not fond of surrender. They felt that was lack of courage. So
they followed their commander's orders, and they just laid down their weapons, and that was it.
Wow.
Now, I was telling you before about the
About the
pilot who flew down and threw in the walkie-talkie.
Yeah,
and,
years later.
After the war, and he's in the Denver hospital recuperating, and about a year and a half into that, he goes into town on a little party time, and he's in a bar, and this pilot, the same pilot, because they were that close, you know, visually when he swooped down, and he recognized him. And people would ask, well, how could he recognize when he was so underweight? Well, he was, but he beefed up to about 125 pounds because Brownie had gotten the commandant in the camp to allow the rice hulls to be left on the rice. And, of course, that's where all the nourishment is, in the rice.
Right.
Japanese only ate pearl rice, the white pearl rice. They did not eat the hulls.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he looked enough like him that the pilot recognized him. I mean, it's such an incredible situation, incredible coincidence. And something you asked me before, too, Bob, was if they wanted to get the book, if everybody takes a minute to get a pencil and paper, during the break, I ran down. I got the address.
Great. Wonderful. We'll give that out anytime you're ready, Don.
Okay. Well, let's give them a minute to get a pencil and paper anyway.
Excellent. So
anything else I can tell you? I'm biting into your next hour now. I hate to
That's fine. Believe me, live radio, you never know what's going to happen, and it's been such great fun to have you on, and I
appreciate it.
We'll get you on again.
The wounded warriors will appreciate it, too, in the long run.
Absolutely. So an amazing story, Doc Brown, and it's all chronicled in this story here, Forsaken Heroes, rather, of the Pacific War, One Man's True Story. And, you know, unfortunately, again, my dad, I was an only child of older parents. My dad was a World War II veteran. I learned a lot about it, and many people, unfortunately, today in their 30s and 20s, don't know a whole lot about World War II, and
some of them barely have heard of World War II, and they never heard of the Bataan Death March. Literally, if they're under 50,
yeah, absolutely, and
not taught in the schools.
And even myself, you know, I knew about the Bataan Death March, but until I read your book, I did not realize the atrocities that went on during that death march. So this is a read for everybody. And again, all the proceeds are going to the Wounded Warriors
Project.
So, Don, folks should have a pencil or a pen by now.
If they're going to do it at all, they got it by now. You're right, Bob. It's $24.95. It goes to the Bedford Group, just like it sounds, Box 2711, Box 2711, Danbury, Connecticut, D-A-N-B-U-R-Y, Danbury, Connecticut, 06813.
Perfect.
That's it.
And we'll just leave the telephone number out there just for a couple more minutes, just to make sure nobody wants to comment. 800-449-8255. Everybody listening in Iowa on News Talk 1540 or in the Midwest there. That station covers a lot of the Midwest. We'd love to hear from a World War II vet or any reaction to Don's story. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you're listening in Nevada or Hawaii or down in Alabama or any of our other fine affiliate stations from coast to coast, give us a call at 800-259-9231. So the reaction to the book, I would imagine, it has been great. There was a wonderful write-up in the local Danbury newspaper, which you shared with me, and I know that lots of other folks must be sending accolades your way with the work that you've done with this book.
Well, one of the things that people liked about it was that it was short.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I know you did an interview with my friend Barry Farber, and he told me how much he enjoyed the interview with you. And
yes, thank you.
It was
fun. And your other friend Jordan Rich.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he introduced me to Laura Hillenbrand, who wrote about Louis Zamperini. She wrote the book Unbroken. That's the gal who wrote Seabiscuit.
Wow.
That book and the other one I mentioned, which was Tears in the Darkness, they go into the extensiveness of the torture. I mean, boy, do they go into it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you really want to read about horror and torture.
Yeah, check that one out.
Really deep into it.
Well, Don, it's been a pleasure and an honor, and we'll do this again in a few months down the road.
Thank you very much, and I think I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks, aren't I?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I just realized we haven't thrown out a trivia question on today's broadcast, so why don't we do that right now? Are you ready? This is a famous Henry Ford expression about the Model T Ford. See if you can fill in the blank here. You can have it in any color as long as it's blank. Henry Ford, going back to the early days of automotive production, the Model T Ford. You can have it in any color as long as it's what color? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Looks like Greg Hathcock from Vogue Tire is missing in action. So in the gigantic Auto World guest book, we'll have to reschedule with him in the not-too-distant future. Looking forward to getting him on the broadcast. We're reaching out a tiny bit early here for Keith Kozak from RM Auctions and Auctions America to talk all about the countdown to Auctions America by RM's debut in Carlisle. And then a little later on in this hour, the man who plays the sax, and more than the sax, he plays a whole slew of instruments for Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, but best known for his sax work on such classic rock pieces as Turn the Page and Main Street and Horizontal Bop and old-time rock and roll. And there's some great clips up on YouTube. We'll hopefully play one for you a little bit later on when we introduce Alto Reed. But he's got a day off. I know he spent part of today at Niagara Falls, someplace that he had never been before. I've never been there either, but they're playing in Toronto upcoming on Tuesday night. So making their way from where they played last night, Buffalo, to a sold-out crowd, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Next stop, Toronto, and then we'll find out where else he's going to be headed this week. 800-259-9231, toll-free from around North America. The question is, are you ready for the question? Here it is. Going way back in automotive history, Henry Ford was quoted as saying about the Model T Ford, the first Ford, "You can have it in any color as long as it's what color?" 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from around North America. And while I get the chance here, I can plug from now on, you're going to see my my car reviews on two different sites. My own site, which is called thelongdrive.com. We're going to try and be doing those every week. And also, the network is now running my my car reviews at GCNlive.com. They'll go up every Thursday and be up there through the weekend. So check them out. This week, my favorite test car drive of last year. Very expensive car. They only made 80 of them for model year 2011. It was Bentley Continental GTC Speed. I had it for a few days last September, and again, as I wrote in the article, when you get vehicles, if you're very fortunate to get a vehicle every week, 52 weeks a year, some of them you forget quickly, some of them you remember for weeks or months, and some of them you never forget, and that's one that I'll never forget. Coming up this week in the review department, the all-new 2012 Ford Focus. But right now, let's welcome from Auctions America, from RM, a car specialist who's been with us before. It's the official countdown to Auctions America by RM's debut in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Keith Kozak, welcome back to the broadcast. How you doing there, Keith?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me on again. It's always always a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the big event coming up. It's scheduled for April 28th through 30th in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And one of the star vehicles is a 1931 Cadillac, except this is not your average Cadillac. Tell us about what makes this vehicle so special.
Well, it's a pretty special car. It's a V8 Roadster, and it shows just under 75,000 original miles, and it was formerly part of the very famous Movie World collection in Ventura, California, part of the Brucker collection. Mm-hmm. And in fact, James Brucker Sr. used to use this car and drive it around Southern California there quite frequently on a day-to-day basis, and it used to be rented out to some various movie studios, and it was restored it was sent to Steve Babinski's Automotive Restorations in Lebanon, New Jersey, for a major service in 2008. Wonderful, you know, CCA full classic that can be enjoyed just as it is, and it's a wonderful driver.
And what are you anticipating? Of course, at an auction, you never can tell what it's going to go for, but what do you think is a pretty decent price for a vehicle of such interesting lineage?
Well, with the history it has, combined with it being a full classic, it should bring somewhere between $125,000 and $150,000 on the auction block.
That's pretty decent, to say the least. Here's a very interesting car, a car up my alley. I love the exotic cars. This falls into that category. It's a 1974 Maserati Mirac. And tell our listeners a little bit about this era of Maserati. They had some very interesting offerings, and this certainly is one of the more interesting vehicles from Maserati of that day.
Absolutely. You know, it's a great Italian sports car that you can get into fairly inexpensively. You know, it's got a lot of power. It's got a great design look to it, as a lot of the Italian sports cars did in the day. And it's a, you know, wonderful driver, you know, manual transmission, and, you know, for a little bit cheaper than you could get into for a Ferrari of that same era, you can get into, you know, an Italian sports car that's sure to turn some heads.
And another very interesting car going over the block at the RM debut sale in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, is a vehicle extraordinarily popular today in the collector car world. It's a 1955 Chevrolet Bel Air. And it's a convertible, and it's completely restored. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, wonderful car. You know, it's part of the famous 55, 56, 57 era of Bel Airs in fabulous colors. It's in coral with white accents, you know, wide white wall tires, matching interior. Just a wonderful 50s era collectible car, one of the most desirable convertibles from that era. We expect it to bring somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000, and would make a great addition to any collection.
Another vehicle I can't wait to hear more about is a 1932 Ford Highboy. This is an award-winning vehicle. Tell us all about this one, Keith.
Well, pretty popular. I mean, there's always such a strong segment for you know, hot rods and customs, and this car in particular was actually chosen as the car for the good guys t-shirt in 2009.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Let's hear more on the other side. More with Keith Kozak on Auto World coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
It's more than a fine machine. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Keith Kozak joins us, telling us about the inaugural event from RM and Auctions America happening in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And Keith, you've got to be really psyched about this, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, we're very excited to be a part of this event. It's our inaugural event there. It's actually the sixth edition of the Collector Car Auction, and we've expanded it, adding an extra day on Saturday, which will be the best selection of cars. We'll do probably 80 to 100 cars on Saturday, and we've got some great consignments already. And for those of you that are, you know, thinking about selling your car, we are still accepting consignments. We expect to have a little over 300 cars cross the block in the 3 days there. And Auctions America is thrilled to be partnered with Carlisle Events. It's a great family-owned business and a great company that's got a great reputation in the collector car market.
So break it down for us date-wise. Again, the preview, when does that happen, and the actual dates of the events?
The actual dates of the sale are April 28th, 9th, and 30th. The auction will start at 3 p.m. on Thursday and Friday with a preview right up until the start of the sale. And then the auction on Saturday will start at 4 p.m. and will run roughly 100 cars each day.
Wonderful. Let's go back to the award-winning 1932 Ford Highboy. Tell us about the awards that this particular vehicle has won.
This particular car has been built to the highest standards. Clean classic, full fender deuce with a glass Gibbons body, a boxed original frame 350-300 Chevy V8 with Edelbrock aluminum heads and intake, 350 automatic, Ford rear end. It's got a fantastic look, black with a tan leather interior, and a very exceptional car.
Excellent. And another very exceptional car, a pristine 1960 MGA 1600 Roadster. And you don't see too many of these around these days. Tell us a little bit about the lineage of this car and how much you expect it to go for.
Well, it's a fantastic sports car for the money. Great two-seat Roadster that you can enjoy out, on a nice day driving around the countryside. This car has been in the same ownership for the past 35 years, painstakingly restored. It's in pristine condition. It's only got 22,000 miles put on it since 1978, just under 80,000 miles in total. Very, very well maintained. It's been to multiple concourses where it's won quite a few awards, and should probably bring somewhere between 30 and 40,000 on the auction block. And it's just got a great look to it.
That's wonderful. And I got to ask you about this a little bit more modern vehicle, a 1995 Ford GT Cobra R. This was kind of a race car. I know, I believe this is one of the vehicles that John Coletti used to be the head of Ford's SVT division worked on, and a 5.4-liter V8 engine. And for its day, it was a rocket ship. Of course, now Ford has got some even more powerful GT500 Mustangs, etc., but they didn't make very many of these.
No, they sure didn't, Bob. They only built actually 250 cars. This one was the 14th built, so it's early on in the production run, and full purpose-built factory race car from SVT, 351 cubic inch V8 that was conservatively rated at 280 horsepower, heavy-duty five-speed transmission, four-wheel disc brakes, fuel cell, fiberglass hood, lightweight interior. That came standard with no back seat, and you could take that car. In fact, I know somebody that bought one new and took it the same day to the racetrack. And this car actually has 4,000 miles on it, so very low miles. It's got great documentation from new and has been very, very well maintained.
Yeah, a great track car for people who do racing on the weekends, vintage racing or any type of racing. What's your ballpark estimate on that vehicle?
I think it should do somewhere between probably 25 and 35,000. It could do a little bit more just because of the low mileage and it's an early example. But it's a great factory built race car, limited edition, limited production, and it's a great way to get into break into the racing circuit.
Absolutely. How can folks find out more information about all the vehicles that are going to be going over the block? And I would imagine you're going to have quite a number. Do you know off the top of your head how many are scheduled as of now?
We should have, by the time the sale rolls around, we expect a little over 300 cars. We've got some great recent consignments, a couple of pretty spectacular cars, actually. One is a 1905 Cadillac Runabout that's won an AACA Junior Award. It's first time out at the show field. It was restored in 2007. It's got a fantastic car, a couple other recent consignments. A very highly restored 1957 E-Code Thunderbird, power steering, power brakes, fantastic car that's won its national first prize with the AACA in 2007 as well. So we're still accepting cars. We've got some great consignments, and the selection of cars will range anywhere probably from that 1905 Cadillac, up to some newer model stuff, including a 2010 Chevy Camaro SS.
So. Oh, very good.
Yeah, great range of cars for any collector, and they can visit our website at auctionsamerica.com for more information about all of our consignments.
And will people be able to watch this particular auction online or bid online?
Absolutely. We'll be streaming the auction live on our website at auctionsamerica.com. It's very easy to follow along. If you go on our website, there's instructions. If you click on the Spring Carlisle event, you'll be able to watch live as the auction's streaming, and you'll also be able to set up for bidder registration online. And if you're unable to attend the event, you can bid via the internet. And the nice thing that we offer our clients that can't attend, we're happy to do full condition reports on any of the cars that they're interested in so they can feel confident in bidding at the auctions.
Yeah, that's a very smart thing that you're doing there for customers who can't make it to the event. So after this great event, the debut in Carlisle, coming up on April 28th through 30th, what's the next step? What's the next event for Auctions America?
Well, our next sale is our Auburn Spring Collector Car Auction. That's May 12th to the 15th. We expect a little over 500 cars at that sale, and we'll also have a swap meet and car corral that Carlisle will be coming to Auburn and running for us. Part of our partnership with them is that we'll be doing their two auctions there, and they'll be bringing their expertise out to Auburn and be running our swap meet and car corral, which I think will really benefit everybody, including all collectors and vendors, as well as the general public. So it should make for a great event out there. That's May 12th to the 15th in Auburn, Indiana.
Sounds like you're having lots of fun with this assignment. Are you enjoying your new position here with Auctions America, Keith?
Yeah, absolutely. We just finished up a very successful sale in Fort Lauderdale in early March, little over $17 million in sales. We had just over 500 cars and a spectacular sell-through rate and some great enthusiasm and great bidding, which I think is a good sign in the market for things to come.
No question. Thanks so much for the update today, and we look forward to getting you back with us very soon.
Great. Thanks, Bob, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Speaking of on the road, that's where Bob Seger is, and Alta Reed will be joining us after this.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer.
The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today, 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63 for us really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car really and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan, and we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for the Long Drive.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. It's that time. It's time to check in with our good friend, car guy, Alto Reed, founding member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He joins us from somewhere near Niagara Falls. I know that's where he's been hanging out today. Hey there, Alto. How you doing? Alto, can you hear us? Oh, boy, that's too bad. Well, hopefully we'll get him back on the line. He's up there, right there, getting ready. They're playing next Tuesday night in Toronto. And then from Toronto, they come to my hometown of Boston on Friday night to play at the TD Garden, the home of the Boston Bruins, the Boston Celtics, etc. And then on the 16th, Atlantic City, New Jersey will be the venue. So they get a busy week ahead. We had a big show last night. We got to get the inside scoop on that in Buffalo, New York, a sold-out show. And also earlier this week, they played in Cincinnati. And a week ago, they played in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But the tour schedule is heating up as I look down the line here. I mean, after New Jersey, it's off to Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Missouri, and then to Indianapolis, and then to Nebraska, then to visit my producer Matt in Minnesota, then to Illinois, and then back to home base for Bob and for Alto, back to the Michigan area, back to Detroit, and right now there are 3 scheduled in Detroit, and the Cleveland show will wrap up the tour, at least as of now, on the 26th. That was rescheduled from the 7th of April, which got canceled for unknown reasons. We'll have to find that out somewhere down the line. Hopefully we'll get a call back from Alto. Again, he was checking out Niagara Falls, something I have never seen myself. Have anybody out there in the radio land listening right now, have any of you guys been to Niagara Falls? I myself have not been to Niagara Falls. I know that Lauren Fix, who's a frequent contributor here to the broadcast. She lives in Buffalo, and I know she talks about Niagara Falls. I know my parents have been there, but I've never been there. But Alto Reed is back with us. He's been hanging out at Niagara Falls. And Alto, I was just saying, I have never been there, and you checked it out today, and you were drinking champagne out there. It sounds really cool.
It's an incredible place, one of the seven wonders in the world. And if you haven't been there, you got to put it on your destination because it's beautiful. This is a great time of year to go there, by the way. There's not, it's not overly touristed out. And it's amazing how cold the water is. It puts up this mist. And I was on the Canadian side, the Horseshoe Falls. And this mist that would come up would drop the temperature 20 to 25 degrees. And we had a beautiful sunny day.
Wow.
And as you'd walk into this area just right off the falls, it was just the feeling of it, the mist coming up was phenomenal. It was really great.
Yes,
and it was a beautiful day for a ride, man. This, I wish you would have been there in one of your fine rides. You would have loved it.
Absolutely. So you had a sold-out gig last night in Buffalo. How did that go?
That was fantastic. We haven't played here in quite a few years, probably 15 years or more. And it was a sold-out show. Just an extraordinary audience, as they all have been, just enthusiastic, singing the songs. Half the time they're louder than we are. And, Bob was fighting a little bit of a cold, and we joked when he said, you don't even have to sing tonight, Bob. The audience will do it for you.
That's
and
great.
They do.
And earlier this past week, you visited Cincinnati, saw some pictures from that event, and looked like that was a huge, wonderful show as well.
Well, I'm encouraging everybody to go out, and when you see a show announced, go buy them then, because the shows sell out so fast that if you hesitate, they're gone. They really are. We've got some great cities coming up. Toronto is going to be Tuesday. That's sold out. Boston, sold out. We've got Atlantic City. There might still be some tickets. Johnny, my head of security here. John, do we have any tickets left in Atlantic City? There are some. Come and see us in Atlantic City.
All right. That's
a great show.
That
will be a fun night. If you can make it, be my guest. Come on in and bring the crew.
Absolutely. And then you're heading down south a little bit, Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. But this is going to be an exciting week. Have you guys played in Toronto before?
Yes. Yeah, we do it every tour. And that's also just a fabulous city.
Excellent.
It's funny. It'll be my second time to Canada today.
That's great. And then you're coming to my hometown next Friday night in Boston. And I remember you saying to me that next to Detroit, kind of Boston is second hometown.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. It'll be a fun night. Really good night.
Absolutely. So, again, reading all the great fun that you're having. And Bob's just saying that he's having a great time, and more and more people keep saying he's singing better than he did in 2006, 2007.
I think the band is tighter than the last time out, and the sound system, our sound engineer Brad, it brought in some new gear in terms of the mixing console and some modules that's really just made it a pristine sound. It sounds fantastic, and the audiences are great. We worked up 40 songs for a 25-song set, so we do about almost 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And it's a great show.
Absolutely.
You will love it.
And I've noticed things, I've learned a couple of things about you that I didn't know. You play a little bit of guitar there on stage, which I didn't know you play. And you're doing a little timpani action as well.
Yeah, over the years, whatever it took to keep from hiring another person and losing and paying, some of the paycheck. Yeah, I can play that. Put me on guitar, put me on keyboard. So I do a little bit of everything, and I have a great time doing it. It's fun.
Absolutely.
When I'm on stage, I feel like you do when you're on the radio. That's your home.
Yeah.
You're
right.
So natural at what you do. I'm up there. I'm just looking out at that audience and thinking, wow, I love it here. This is where I belong.
And I agree with you with the mix, and we're going to play Turn the Page from Toledo as we close this segment. I mean, the mix that's going on there, and this is just coming from somebody who was at the show and shot it. I mean, just the nuances of your playing of Turn the Page. I honestly never heard you sound better than in that particular mix. I mean, you really put your whole heart and soul into it, and there was just such subtle, all these small little subtleties to what you were doing.
Well, wait until you hear it live Friday.
That sounds great. So how's your fiance holding up through the tour?
Christiana's right here. She says hello. You know, today was her first time to see Niagara Falls, and it was a thrill. You know, she's from Romania, and although she's a U.S. citizen, she, you know, only in the last few years have we been getting out and seeing some great places. And one of the best ways to do it is on tour like this. You know, we had so many cities in a short period of time, and everywhere you go, there's something magical to take in.
Yeah, and I'm still thinking about that story that you told last week about the couple that came all the way from England. And I'm sure that's not unusual because, you know, I know some people from California that are flying to some of the Detroit shows because, you know, everybody loves Bob.
Well, I recently got a message on Facebook from a fan in Australia, and I think he's coming to the New Orleans show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
From Australia to New Orleans. Now, that's a fan.
Now, that is a fan, definitely. And looking forward to Atlantic City. I remember you said you guys have not played there before.
No, we haven't. No, and that'll be a lot of fun. We, you know, a few new venues. Like last night, the arena that we played at where the Sabres play, the Buffalo Sabres, it's new to us. It's been there, I guess, maybe 15 years, but it's a great arena for rock and roll.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
Buffalo audiences are, you know, we had a ball. That's all I can tell you. It was fantastic.
That's great. And along the way, hopefully you're getting some good meals and checking out some of the cool restaurants along the way.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we get invited. Every city we go to something special, so.
Excellent. So once again, everybody should check out bobseger.com for more tour information. And Alto, give out all your information as well.
AltoReed.com. And come on out and rock and roll with us.
Well, good luck in Toronto. And I'm going to see you Friday night in Boston. Looking forward to it. And we'll take everybody out with your magnificent rendition of Turn the Page. Thank you, brother. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.